An Illinois Wesleyan University alum has produced one of this year's hottest Broadway theater productions. The Prom is up for 7 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Bill Damaschke's company, Story Key Entertainment, produced the show. Damaschke tells GLT's Eric Stock the satirical play depicts the tale of 4 former Broadway divas who go to the Midwest to bring attention to a conservative town that won't allow a lesbian student to bring her girlfriend to the high school prom.
They want to become celebrity activists. Having just suffered through a very rough patch in their own careers, they decide to actually use their celebrity to do some good and perhaps get some good publicity on the side. So they descend on to a town in Indiana, thinking they're going there to teach this, you know, in their view, backward town a lesson about, you know, the injustice of this girl. And of course they get there and they find things are much more complex than how they had simplified them in their own minds. And it's really a story about, you know, people who are on two sides of a conversation who ultimately need to come together and listen to each other more and ultimately find the unity and the things that make us the same versus always kind of yelling at each other for all the things that make us different. You know, we thought it really was a very, very funny and satirical and ultimately big-hearted view of many of the debates and discussions that are going on in our country right now.
And how much did this connect with you on a personal level, being from the Midwest and being a part of that culture? And I know Chicago might be a little different than this small town in Indiana, but certainly there are that sentiments that you encounter here in the Midwest.
Yeah, I mean, it connected with me a lot because I'm from the South Side of Chicago, and I come from a very big family. And you know, we talk about, you know, politics and the country, and there's a variety of points of view even in my own family. And I have, you know, other family in Arizona and in Georgia and all over the country. And so I'm very aware that, you know, sometimes the coasts or the liberal coasts have a very maybe simple view of what's really going on in the rest of the country. And I think I found that there would be some really interesting, very funny storytelling and situations that could come out of taking these big celebrity Broadway stars, putting them into a small town and having everyone learn from each other versus, you know, we're separated by space right now. But I really truly believe that actually there are so many more things that unite us than actually drive us apart. And that's ultimately the theme and the story that we wanted to tell.
Did you expect this to win critical acclaim, especially since it was sort of a poke in the eye at the establishment?
You know, it is, in terms of the theater community, it really is a love letter to Broadway as well. It certainly does have fun and as you say, you know, poke fun a little bit at the outsized egos of the Broadway stars. But it also, you know, there's a moment in the show, which is one of my favorites, where the principal who works at the school where the event is happening sings a song called Look to the Stars, and he actually kind of reflects on how, for him, you know, going to the theater and going to the movies is a place where he goes to escape and laugh and feel, and that certainly for me, growing up in Chicago and then going to Illinois Wesleyan, you know, I always dreamed and hoped that I would be a part of the theater because I wanted to tell stories, and I loved that experience of being taken away by a story or by a song, and that's one thing that the show really celebrates. So it's, you know, it's hilariously funny, and it makes fun of pretty much anybody who takes themselves too seriously, which many of our characters do. But in the long run, you know, I love that it comes together with a big heart.
This might hit too close to home for a lot of us, I imagine. When did you know that you had a hit on your hands?
Well, you know, I saw we did an earlier version of the show in Atlanta. You know, as you frequently do, you develop a show by going out of town and you do a production somewhere else to work on it, and then, you know, you on your road to Broadway, and that for us was almost 2 years ago. And you know, it's actually a tricky story to tell because there's a lot of you know, number of characters, there's the tonal things that you're shifting between. There's the big heart of Emma and her story and what's going on with her life and her family, and that, you know, it has to be taken somewhat seriously in some ways, and then there's the big, big characters of the Broadway people. But when we saw it in Atlanta, we really realized we had something quite special because, you know, it is absolutely funny. People laugh, you know, outrageously at the jokes, but they also get on board with the characters, and I think they felt, I could feel the audience could see they were in good hands with the storytellers and the actors, that we knew what we were doing, and we knew that what we were actually there to say was small towns aren't bad and New York isn't right. None of that is what we were there to say. What we were there to say was, isn't it a little bit ridiculous that we fight over some of these things? And wouldn't it be better if we all could actually come together? And we had many people come up to us after the production in Atlanta and talk about how it had really, you know, entertained and then ultimately moved them. So we suspected we had something special there. And then when we began performances here in New York, the audience reaction has been really, really tremendous.
That's Illinois Wesleyan University alum and theater producer Bill Damaschke with GLT's Eric Stock. Damaschke's company also produced Moulin Rouge, which makes its Broadway debut this summer. The Tony Award winners will be announced on June 9th at Radio City Music Hall in New York. Here is Just Breathe from The Prom.
Note to self. Don't be gay in Indiana. Big heads up, that's a really stupid plan. There are places where it's in to be out. Maybe San Francisco or thereabout. But in Indiana, without a doubt, if you're not straight, then guess what's bound to hit the